want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges, your host, coming to you proudly on RBN. And if you're away from your local radio station and can't pick us up, you can always catch us on live streaming at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Our special guest for the balance of the show is biblical prophecy expert Grant Jeffrey. And as we went to the break, Grant, we were talking about how global warming is a pretext for global government.
Well, indeed. And let me just give our listeners a quote that I have uncovered that will be in my new book called Global Warming, or World Government and the Global Warming Fraud. And here is an actual document published by the Council of the Club of Rome. Now, the Club of Rome is a think tank for world government. Back in the early 90s, 1993, they published a report called The First Global Revolution, clearly outlined their plans to use global warming to stampede humanity toward their hidden goal, which was a socialistic global government. Here's the quote, and I quote word for word. In searching for a common enemy against whom we can unite, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like, would fit the bill. In their totality and their interactions, these phenomena do constitute a common threat which must be confronted by everyone together. All these dangers are caused by human intervention in natural processes, and it's only through changed attitudes and behavior that they can be overcome. The real enemy then is humanity itself.
Mm-hmm.
This is from The First Global Revolution, published by the Club of Rome, written by Alexander King and Bertrand Snyder, page 75, 1993. I mean, if this is not a smoking gun,
no, it certainly
I don't know
is.
What it is.
Absolutely, Grant. And it's the real enemy is humanity itself. So I'm assuming by your embracing of that quote that you think the ultimate goal of this may actually be some of the depopulation talk that we're hearing about.
Well, one of the most unsettling and horrific conclusions that I've come to is that many of those at the leadership of the global warming fraud keep talking about something called sustainable development, sustainable population. It all sounds very innocuous, but when you get into it and do the research, and I would encourage any of our listeners who are seriously interested in the future of our planet and their family to do so, they actually embrace, not all of them, but some of them, embrace an idea that the only way to sustain the planet Earth, which they value, frankly, more than mankind, is to reduce the population of Earth to perhaps a fraction of itself. You know, there have been individuals, and some of them very high, who have said that they would desire, if reincarnation were possible, to come back as a virus to destroy a significant portion of mankind.
Wasn't that Prince Charles?
Prince Philip, actually.
Prince Philip, yes, yeah, Prince Philip.
And, yeah. I mean, when you hear such a thing, you almost can't think, well, that's got to be a joke. That can't possibly be a realistic quote, but it is.
Well, it's not a joke, and when we come back after the break, we're going to explore more about this depopulation myth, or is it real? And we'll also take your calls. Tim from Delaware, you're up first. Stay tuned, everybody. More after this.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. We're talking about biblical prophecy, the end times, depopulation, how it all fits together. My special guest this evening is Grant Jeffrey. And, Grant, let's go out to the phones and take a call from Tim from Delaware on line one. Hi, Tim. What's on your mind?
Hello. Good evening. Yes, I heard Grant mention about a pre-tribulation rapture, basically. And I've heard a number of churches adopt this position, but I don't see it anywhere in Scripture. As a matter of fact, I see something quite, let's say, the opposite of that stated, but not clearly, and I won't be emphatic about it. But I was, could you comment on where does it state that in one verse or connected verses that there is a rapture that would precede a tribulation period?
Well, that's a great question, and I could give you a number of verses where it is strongly implied, but let me give you a verse that I think most clearly describes it. The Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians 1:10 is talking about the resurrection, and he says that the Christians, we, are to wait for the coming of Christ, who will deliver us from the wrath to come. The sequence is very clear. We are to wait for a future event, the coming of Christ, and that event will deliver us from the wrath to come. Now, there are only two possibilities of what the wrath to come might mean. One would be the wrath of hell, but obviously the second coming of Christ does not deliver us from the wrath of hell It was his first coming, his atonement on the cross that did that. And therefore, the wrath to come must logically be the wrath that will be delivered on unrepentant sinners during the seven-year tribulation, beginning with the four horsemen of the apocalypse from Revelation 6 all the way to Revelation 19.
So you've done this by your own logical inference, not by a clear statement of Scripture. But I see that Scripture does say that at the last trump, the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised first.
Okay, Tim, just hold on. Hold on. Just a second. Tim, you asked me a question. I want to back up to that question because I think it's a good one. Grant, do you think the interpretation you just gave is solidly biblical, or is it your interpretation that's loosely biblical?
I think it's solidly biblical. And as to the point that was raised, I'm not sure by who, as to the last trump, since Paul is writing in the 60s A.D., and John did not refer to the last trump of the seven trumpets until some 36 years later, it would be against biblical exegesis to believe that Paul was referring to something which neither he nor his readers would possibly understand as being the seventh in a sequence of only to be futurely revealed seven trumpets 30-some years later. I think that it's very clear from 1 Thessalonians 1:10, the sequence of events. And I'll give you another that is convincing to me. I'm not dogmatic about this, but I think it's convincing to me. And that is that in Revelation chapter 9, we see, first of all, in Revelation 7, we see that the angels, before they pour out the wrath of God upon the unrepentant sinners, the angel stops one angel and says, first we must seal the servants of God. Now, instead of saying next that they seal hundreds of millions or a billion Christians, it says it seals 144,000 Jewish witnesses, 12,000 from every tribe, as the servants of God who are sealed for divine protection. Two chapters later, in Revelation 9, when the demonic locusts are allowed out of the bottomless pit, they torment every single person on earth with stings that wish people could die, but they can't for 5 months, except those who are sealed, the 144,000. Well, I would ask the question, if the church was still here on earth at that time, why was the church not sealed for divine protection, since we cannot be tormented by demonic locusts, and since we are not the 144,000, they're very specifically 12,000 tribes, or 12,000 Jews from every of the 12 tribes, it seems to very strongly suggest that the church is already in heaven. There are numerous other things that are.
Well, I think, Grant, we've covered that. And Tim, thanks for the call. And Grant, I want to go back to the global warming debate. First of all, you know, we've had Dr. Tim Ball on this show and a number of other experts on this topic, and I'm quite convinced, as I think most of my listening audience is, that man-made global warming is a fraud and has proven to be so since the ClimateGate situation involving the emails. Copenhagen was just the first shot across the bow, as you and I have talked about off the air. Those people that think they can relax now and that we've escaped the tyranny of man-made global warming and the consequences of the following policies, we got a little surprise ahead for us this year, don't we?
Well, yes. The fact of the matter is that there is a global warming industry, a movement that is made up of politicians, academic intellectuals, media people, educators, and many businesses who have hitched their star to global warming and the environmental business. And they're not going to give up. And even though ClimateGate has really given them an enormous pain and has caused enormous numbers of people in the millions to seriously doubt the claims of the global man-made global warming people, they're not going to give up. And I believe that this is going to be fought out for another 4 or 5 years. I do believe that we've reached a turning point, that with the release of the ClimateGate 4000 files, which, by the way, I have in my own computer, and I have analyzed most of them, both the 1,032 emails as well as many thousands of data files, that the overwhelming evidence is that these guys have been basically trying to hide the data, have literally broken the law of Britain in refusing to release their data files, even though they're a tax-supported institution under the Freedom of Information Act of England, and that they have deleted enormous amounts of data. Phil Jones, who is the head of the Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia, who was one of the three major institutions supporting the climate computer modules, the supercomputer modules that, you know, projected the danger of global warming, has basically admitted that he has destroyed or lost much of the information upon which all of his research was based. I mean, it's a little bit like the student coming in and telling the teacher, you know, my dog ate my homework.
That's even more believable than that story.
It is absolutely insane. And yet, this is his claim, because I believe he knows that the research does not, in fact, support this. This has been an enormously strongly supported political view. And in my research, and I've really only in the last few months, come to understand how much those who are embracing socialism and embracing global government have chosen to use the global climate man-made warming as a vehicle to achieve their goals. I think, really, if you look at it in the larger sense, David, after the collapse of the Soviet Union and communism, and even the fact that China rejected communism and, while maintaining totalitarian political control, rejected the communist philosophy so that they could use, you know, capitalism to prosper, the people that are socialist, communist, Marxist needed somewhere to go. And they knew that socialism was discredited, so was communism even more so. And I believe they embraced this idea of global warming because under that pretext, under that tent, they could embrace a tremendous ability to put it forward that the world had to go global government and had to have massive restrictions on nations, on businesses, and on individuals, all in the interest of saving the earth.
Well, that's where I want to go right now. What if these people in Copenhagen had gotten their way and they had received, you know, the cap and trade restrictions they wanted, the carbon trading and so forth? What would life and lifestyle be like here in America with full implementation of these policies?
Well, what is not reported by the newspapers and media at all is that the Copenhagen proposed treaty, which, by the way, is exactly what the New Mexico proposed treaty is December of this year. They've just backed up and are going for Mexico in December. But what the proposed treaty is, that the industrialized nations, including the United States, Europe, Japan, and Canada, will agree to reduce their emissions of carbon dioxide to 5% of what they were in 1990.
Now, when we come back from the break, Grant,
David,
we're gonna talk about what 5% means. We're up against the break, Grant, but I want to basically leave that as a cliffhanger and a teaser. 5% of what they were in 1990. And I want you to describe what daily life would be like. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Grant Jeffrey on the other side.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back with Grant Jeffrey, and we're talking about biblical prophecy and times and how our current time may be the fulfillment of that. And currently we're on the topic of global warming, and as we went to the break, Grant, you were saying that if these people in Copenhagen have gotten their way, or the people in Mexico will get their way later this year, we'll roll back to 5% of what we were in 1990. So walk us through that. What will daily life be like?
Well, some economists have calculated that if we actually did this, reduced our carbon dioxide emissions to 5% of what they were in 1990, and we would do this by 2050, that we would reduce the American, North American, and European economies to what they were in 1875. Buggy. Horse and buggy. We would not have any refineries. We wouldn't have any production of petroleum-based fertilizer, which feeds a billion people in the third world. We would not have any Canadian oil sands. We would literally be down to almost Stone Age.
Wouldn't we have a food production problem, and this would lead to mass starvation?
But let me just give you an example, and this is from the president of the Heartland Institute, whose economists have done a calculation. And this is not reducing it by 95% of what was in 1990. But he just said, what would happen if we reduced it, which is one of the proposals, by 7% of what it was in 1990 and do that in the next few years. And this was set by the Kyoto Protocol in 1997. Here's what would result from reducing only 7% below the 1990 levels of carbon dioxide. It would require higher energy taxes and regulations, forcing the nation to lose 2.5 million jobs, $300 billion in annual economic output. Average household income, which means yours and mine, would fall by $2,700. State taxes would result in a decline of $93 billion. And he says that full implementation of the Kyoto Protocol would reduce global temperature, get this, in the year 2100, the temperature reduction, if we did this, would be less than 1.14 degrees. In other words, it would be beneath the level of measurement.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things, David, you have to consider carefully is why do those who support the Kyoto Treaty, the Copenhagen, and now the New Mexico proposed treaty, why do they not trumpet the enormous benefits to the global climate that they believe will be achieved? Why don't they? Because if you read, and I have read the careful background data of the Kyoto Treaty, the accomplishment of reducing our economy to a suicidal economic destruction of America, Canada, and the United States, and Europe, would result in so little reduction of the global climate temperature 90 years from now that it would almost not be within the ability to measure. That's why they don't talk about the benefit. Because here's what I say in my book. The Kyoto, Copenhagen, and now the proposed New Mexico Treaty are not global warming treaties at all. They are global government treaties. The agenda is to use naturally people's desire to protect the environment that God has called us and biblically commanded us to be stewards and shepherds over our environment, to use that to turn against us to produce a socialistic and global government that is what none of us want to achieve.
Well, not none of us. I mean, certainly the global elite are going to be the benefits because they're the only ones that will be enjoying modern technology.
I'm sorry, you're right. A few of us would desire to achieve.
Yeah, us commoners down here. I mean, we're talking about feudalism. You know, Grant, very quickly, and we may run up against the break, but I'm having my sociology students right now do a project where two EMP bursts over the mid-continent United States takes out all electronics, and I asked them to analyze from a cultural standpoint, starting, you know, hunting and gathering, horticulture, and so forth, on up to post-industrial, where would we fall in each of eight particular categories? And what you're describing here with a rollback to 1875 really kind of takes us partway there. And MIT has done a study on this, too, and so has Emory University, and they both concluded that we could have a 90% death curve within 2 years.
It would not surprise me. Let me just give you a quote from the Layman's Guide to Man-Made Global Warming. It says, I quote, "In America, socialism is bent on removing individual freedoms and placing the government in charge of our lives. The global warming issue is an important strategy for the advancement of socialism under the guise of saving the earth."
It's almost more feudalism.
Right on.
Yeah, that's an excellent quote to end on in this segment. We'll be back with Grant Jeffrey and more biblical prophecy for our time after a word from these great sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, did you know RBN is having a pledge drive, and anybody who'd like to donate can call 1-800-724-2719 during office hours. That's Monday through Friday, 10 to 6 Central. After hours, you can go to our website at republicbroadcasting.org and donate online. We also have generic RBN business cards available, just $8 per 100. This includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. And you can get yours by calling 1-800-724-2719 Monday through Friday 9 to 6 or writing to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Our guest for the balance of the show is Grant Jeffrey. We've been talking about biblical prophecy, and we span topics from the rapture to the global warming fraud. And Grant, I'd like to turn this a little bit and ask you, and in fact, I'll start with a little story here. I used to live on a street in Aurora, Colorado, where I grew up, and the address was 999. And my friends used to teasingly refer to me as the upside-down Antichrist. And so I'd like to take that and ask you, what is 666?
Well, 666 comes from Revelation 13, verse 16 to 18, which describes the fact that the future global dictator, as revealed by the prophecies of John in Revelation, would in fact demand through his partner, the false prophet, that every single human being on earth at that time must worship him as God publicly. And if they did so, and this is only during the last 3.5 years before Armageddon, that he, this is after he has risen to power, taken over Europe and then the whole world, And then 3.5 years after that, he's assassinated, probably in Jerusalem, but he satanically rises from the dead, goes into the temple, declares that he's God himself, and then his partner, the false prophet, says everyone on earth must worship him publicly as God. If anyone does so, and this, I believe, is 3.5 years after the rapture has removed all Christians, but there will be millions of tribulation believers who follow Jesus Christ at that time, Jews and Gentiles. Everyone will be forced to either worship him, and if they do so, they will receive a mark on their right hand or forehead that will be 666. This number will be the mark and number and name of the Antichrist. Now, all names in Greek and Hebrew have a numeric value. The reason for that is not something esoteric or secret. It's simply the fact that in Hebrew, ancient, and in ancient Greek, there were no numbers separate from letters. Each letter had a numeric value. So if you're going to say, you know, I want you to pick up, you know, 12 loaves of bread, you would use the letters for 1 and 2. And those letters, naturally, which composed every word and your own personal name, had a number. So in Greek, ancient Greek, or in Hebrew, the name Jesus was equal to 888. The name Grant might be equal to 763. The name of this man, according to John's prophecy, will be equal to 666. That means his name in Greek, or more probably Hebrew, will be equal to the letters that compose the numbers 666. And the reason for this is not as a big secret, but it's to warn tribulation believers, Jews and Gentiles, who have become tribulation believers, who follow Jesus Christ during that terrible time, that no matter how good this guy looks as a Messiah figure, don't worship him. Don't take his mark, because they will know that the value of the letters that make up his name equal 666. Now,
do you know how to decipher that, Brent? 666? Do you know how to decipher 666?
Well,
I mean, could you say it's Obama or Biden?
No. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of names that would come up with that number. It will only be after the fact, when this man arises as world dictator, people will look at the Hebrew or Greek, but more probably the Hebrew, letters of his name and say, boy, that's 666. And they will then have that confirmation that this is the man. It's very clear, I believe, biblically, that this will be imposed upon adults, just like God wants adult worshipers of the age of accountability. The fact that God tells us in Revelation that anyone who has the mark of the beast, 666, will be damned to hell, the lake of fire forever, indicates logically that children will not have this imposed upon them, because God would never damn a child who had no choice in the matter. I believe the Satan, just like God, wants conscious worshipers, even though he will coerce them with the threat of death. And these people will take his mark on their right hand or forehead. There's, in the Greek language of Revelation 13, the indication is that it is somehow visible, but also that it's within the skin. And it might very well involve a computer chip. And one of the things I talk about in shadow government is that for the first time in human history, the technology now exists and is now being implemented to put a 96-digit alphanumeric number in billions of products throughout the world. Since 1998, Procter & Gamble and Gillette, working with MIT and Boston University, created a replacement for the universal product code, the barcode. And this can be read from 100 feet away, and this chip, which used to be the size of a postage stamp, is now the size of a period at the end of a sentence. It's in every product. The average listener has probably 3 to 5 of these in the labels of their shirt and pants and even in the soles of their shoes and belt, and can be read from 100 feet away. And these have been introduced without debating Congress, without discussion, without publicity, because whenever these companies talked to focus groups about this, David, people said, heck no, I don't want this. And so because this was entirely for the companies, for inventory control, for anti-counterfeiting, anti-shoplifting, they did it for themselves, and so there were no security features. And this is such a asset to thieves who want to steal our identity that it's staggering.
Well, let me ask you that question. My wife and I and son just obtained passports last week in anticipation
of... It has an RFID chip in it.
Yeah, and we're going on a cruise to Mexico. Why should we be concerned?
Well, because a terrorist, an enemy of you, can, from 100 feet away, with a radio frequency ID chip reader that they can buy on eBay for $250, can identify you from 100 feet away. So they can look out over a crowd and identify the Americans. You know, Canadian identity documents are now increasingly given the same RFID numbers. When you approach a Canadian or Mexican border station from 100 feet away, up on the computer screen of that nice young girl who leans out and asks who you are and where you were born, they already know. And if you don't give the right answer, they want to have a secondary investigation in the office. And we have, without our permission, without debate, without congressional discussion, we now have the most massive invasion of privacy that Hitler or Stalin would have given their left arm for. And it has taken place without debate, without discussion. And most people are absolutely unaware of it. I've talked to pharmacists and retailers, and even though there are RFID chips in prescription bottles, they're in even food products, so that the Federal Department of Agriculture can track animals from their birth to their appearance as a steak on your table.
Do you believe that has to do with Monsanto trying to control the entire agro industry?
Well, I won't want to go into that without, you know, having done the documentation, but I'll tell you that the plan announced by MIT and their study group for our radio frequency ID chip was, their plan was that every one of the billions of products produced in the world, together with all animals and all humans, should ultimately have an RFID chip. We now have military elite units and security units in the states that have an injected RFID chip beneath the skin, the size of the period at the end of a sentence, that are painlessly injected, but they allow their commanders to track their location from a satellite. Israel's paper company has produced... most of these RFID chips have no battery, David, but Israel has produced a miniature battery the size that is 1/32nd of an inch wide. And with that chip, that battery chip in the RFID chip, they can be read by a satellite hundreds of miles in space. And therefore, an individual can be tracked anywhere on Earth.
And I go back to, for what purpose?
Well, for security purposes, you know, it's very obvious that in the United States, worries about Iraq and the long-going battle against the Al-Qaeda and the insurgents. There was a massive change that took place 3 years ago. And as I document in my book, Shadow Government, the United States developed nanotechnology. Nano means 1/1,000,000,000 of a meter in size. In other words, it would take 10,000 of them to make the size of a human hair. These chips with radio frequency abilities were scattered in places where they thought Al-Qaeda and insurgents would travel, because they would keep coming back to the same places. They were scattered in the dust of the ground and the doors and in the walls and the windows. And so, without knowing it, these individuals would inevitably pick up a couple hundred of these as they went in for a meal and never came back for months. And using these chips, they were able to track them down with predators and unmanned drones and wipe them out. And in a very short order, they were able to eliminate virtually all of the key insurgent leaders. The technology that exists today that I document in Shadow Government is simply staggering. And thank God America has this technology to fight against those that wish to destroy the freedom of the Iraqis. But you cannot look at this technology, David, without realizing that potentially in the hands of a dictatorially minded future leader, it would make a government worse than Hitler ever dreamed of.
Yeah,
in
certainly
terms
will.
Of stability.
But isn't there, I mean, we're on the precipice here, certainly, of an economic collapse. We've detailed that on this show. We are looking at the conditions which would lead people maybe to cry for global government because of the economy. But we're in for some very dark days, but I always believe that there's a spiritual solution for every problem, and I would imagine that you do too.
Absolutely. Now, the Bible says global government is coming. The Bible says the Antichrist is coming, and this technology is coming. But the Bible doesn't say when. And I believe that Christians, and who are politically committed Christians, who love their nation, are in a position to delay the coming of that day. And because the Bible doesn't say when it's going to happen, I believe that by our awareness and by our political desire to communicate with politicians, senators, congressmen, and to say, look, we want to know who's watching the watchers. We want to have democratic oversight committees in Congress to see, you know, who is being in charge of Project Echelon, which monitors every phone call, every email, every one of our internet surfings. I mean, if I know all of your emails and phone calls, and I am able to catalog all of your internet surfing, David, I know more about you than your mother or father do. And that is the situation that pertains today. This is an unbelievable power of surveillance over innocent citizens who have done no wrong. And therefore, it is essential, if we want to maintain democratic
oversight, and you detail that
congressional oversight.
And you detail that in your book, The Shadow Government. And before we conclude tonight, do you want to tell everyone where they can go to get a copy of The Shadow Government, as well as your website?
Indeed. Shadow Government, both the book and the DVD, which is 90 minutes, are available in bookstores, both Christian and secular, throughout North America. And you can also go to our website, which is grantjeffrey.com. That's grantjeffrey.com, and you can acquire that there. And if you love your country and you love your freedom, it's incumbent upon you to avail yourself of the knowledge of the situation we're facing today, and to recognize that this is the real call to holy witness and to living in holiness, because Jesus Christ is coming very, very soon.
I couldn't have said it better, Grant. Grant, you've been a very gracious guest and very generous with your time, and I hope to have you back on again at some future date, hopefully before you're raptured out. And but I do appreciate your time and your insight, and I do believe that in this battle upcoming, it's going to take spiritual solution, but I want to thank you for being a guest on the Common Sense Show.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Okay, good night, Grant. Ladies and gentlemen, Grant Jeffrey, and again, I would encourage you to visit his website, purchase his book. Mine is on order. But like I said at the top of the show, a couple of my friends have read this and shared with me some of the details, and it's really pretty chilling. But I think there's silver lining and a happy ending at the end. I want to thank all of you who write to me during the week and send me your insightful messages. I get many of them from people across the way and across the country and really from all around the world who listen to us on live streaming. But I got one in particular this week that basically said, I download your show every week. Thank you. And they said, but you're becoming increasingly defeatist, particularly they laid that label on Annie because they quoted her saying, well, that's what the globalists want. Let me be very clear on this. Number one, I am still very much an advocate for standing up for what's right and fighting against these forces of evil that seek to enslave us and basically reduces, as Grant said, to a lifestyle of 1875, taking away our liberties and freedoms. But on the other hand, as you heard me say here with Grant just a moment ago, there is a spiritual solution for every problem. So now and again, we're going to bring up that topic because I think collectively, plus the power of the spirit that lies within each of us, we can be victorious in the end. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back to put a wrap on this show after a word from their sponsors.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. This is Dave Hodges, and we've had a good show tonight, and I really feel good about what we brought to you. I don't feel good about the topic material, all of it, but certainly the F-35 revelation that 1 to 200,000 people here in Phoenix would be forced out of their homes if the F-35 becomes a reality in this community, and that could happen all across the country. And believe me, as this abuse being perpetrated by the Department of Defense and the U.S. Air Force is thrust upon Americans in many communities, we'll be doing more expose shows on this topic. And in case you didn't get the email where you can send for the information on this, as well as the only bona fide EIS study done in America on the F-35, you can write to me at acppr team@yahoo.com. In 2 weeks, we're going to do a show on the upcoming national strike to see what that's all about. And next week, on February 28th, we're going to have the ultimate insider on the show, Catherine Austin Fitz, who formerly was the number two person in HUD under Bush 41. And she was a partner in Dillon and Reed. And you'll be surprised at what she has to say about things about swine flu vaccinations, depopulation, and the like. Well, anyway, I wanted to announce to my radio audience that I'm getting a divorce. No, not from my beautiful wife, Nora. I'm getting a divorce from basketball. I've been involved in basketball since I've been 5 years old. I played in high school and college, and I've coached basically every level, high school, college, scouted NBA teams for quantified scouting, started playing at 5 years of age. Can you believe that? All those years, I used to throw the ball up onto the roof before my dad built me a basket. You know, I don't have to leave, but there's an old saying about college basketball coaches that if you don't have to coach, you shouldn't. And I found that I'm increasingly missing out on my 9-year-old's life experiences, and it's really increasingly become more important to me to teach him how to do math than it is to teach other people's adult children how to make a layup. And so along those lines, I'm making that very, very hard and very emotional decision, because this has been part of my identity all the way through my childhood and adulthood. So it is like getting a divorce. And certainly my wife has put no pressure on me, being the great partner she is. And my son, my young son, says he'll miss coming to the games. He's very disappointed I'm leaving. And I don't think he fully comprehends the reasons behind why I am leaving, because I can't get these years back with him. And I know all of you that have come to the end of your careers and various ways can understand, you know, what I'm going through. So at this time next week, when you join me again, I'll be a cast-out, old, retired basketball, ex-basketball coaching bum, and just kind of a member of the general population. But the nice thing is I don't have to sweet-talk 18-year-old kids any longer, no more long bus rides or plane rides, and no more agony defeat, but no more ecstasy of victory either. But I've really enjoyed my run. But increasingly, too, with my advocacy work, you heard about that in the first part of the show with Bill Connor. I've got a lot of work to do if I'm going to help save my home, my community, and really the whole West Valley of Phoenix, and this could become a national fight. And I'm called there, and certainly I've had to really squeeze in my time here with RBN, which I absolutely love, and I'm going to be free to do more, you know, on some of the causes that RBN is affiliated with, and they're affiliated with many great causes. But, folks, I just want to reflect back just for a second about what my guest, Bill Connor, said. And I want you to let this sink in. Phoenix, Arizona will not be alone in the F-35 fight. I want you to hear this very clearly. This plane, and the Air Force knows they have a noise problem with this plane, which is why it is not a criteria for placement. It's totally out of the EIS scope. This plane is literally going to every base that flies an A-10 or an F-16. You're going to be dealing with this, or your loved ones will. Anyway, I've rambled long enough. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. We'll be back next week with Catherine Austin Fitz. Go out and have a great week, everybody. God bless. See you then.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog.